Good morning. I invite you to turn to the 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 through 6, as we prepare for our time of confession. We are going to look at this passage briefly, 2 Timothy 2, verses 3 through 6. Verse 3, we read, "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hard-working farmer must be first to partake of the crops." This is God's word. Well, this morning, as we confess our sins, I actually want to apply these three metaphors that Paul gives to a common sin that we struggle with. And while this sin is not listed in this passage, I will explain the relevance of this passage for it. And that is the common sin of grumbling or complaining, which may tie into the sermon in some way as well, as we will see. But grumbling and complaining, why do I bring that up here? Well, what Paul is writing to Timothy is that he is to endure hardship as a good soldier. You remember that Timothy is Paul's younger son in the faith. He's ministering the word of God in the context of the church. And as a preacher, as an evangelist, Paul is saying, look, you need to have the right expectations, Timothy. You are going to deal with hard things. You are a soldier for Jesus Christ. You are an athlete for Jesus Christ, and you are to be a hardworking farmer for Jesus Christ. He gives us these three pictures that really help us, I think, in framing the right perspective on the Christian life. The reason I bring up the sin of grumbling or complaining is because when we have the wrong expectations about things, and we have a sense of deservedness, we tend to grumble and complain about the circumstances that we find ourselves in. So let's think about each of these metaphors in application. First, Paul says, Timothy, you are a soldier of Jesus Christ. And soldiers, by definition, endure hardship. That's what it means to be a soldier. You get put out on the battlefield. You got to sit in the trenches. You got to be in the mud, in the dirt. You got to be out in the cold weather for long periods of time. And you do it all in order to fulfill the orders of your commander. In this case, your commander is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it is the wrong conception of the Christian life when we are very frustrated or disappointed that we are going through hardship. We can start complaining about it, too. Like, why am I dealing with hardship right now? You might think to yourself, I didn't sign up for this. But you actually did sign up for this. If you are a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you enlisted in the life of discipleship to Jesus Christ, you signed up for hardship, a life of self-denial, bearing your cross and suffering for Jesus Christ. Does that sound like an easy life? What would someone think of the young recruit at boot camp that decided that he would submit a complaint to his commanding officer because he was very frustrated that he was required to get up at 5 a.m. every day? He was frustrated with these very hard morning exercises that were required of him. He did not like that he had to keep his space and his bed made and his space clean. And he says, I don't like this. What would we think of this young recruit? Well, this is what you signed up for. This is the way it goes. You are a soldier, and you are required to follow orders. You are required to do what your commanding officer tells you to do. And so it is in the Christian life. If the Lord Jesus Christ is your Lord, then you do have to do hard things for him. You do have to battle against your sinful flesh. It's not an option to just say, no, thank you, I'm not going to try. You have to deny your own pleasures and interests in order to do the will of your commanding officer. You will face attacks from a hostile world. You are to do good to those who hate you and pray for those who despitefully use you. That is the will of your commanding officer. And possibly you're doing all of this in the midst of some physical affliction or some other kind of suffering in the midst of all of that. Because why? Because you are a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ and you two are to endure hardship for him. Now, if a human soldier makes it his aim to please his commanding officer, how much more should we, who have been mercifully redeemed by our Lord Jesus Christ, desire to do his will? We have a much greater motive than just getting promoted in some human army. We have the Lord Jesus Christ who has given up his life for us. Can we not give up ourselves for him? Now, we have another metaphor here. So we have the metaphor of the soldier, which I'm going to give the most time to. But we also have the metaphor of the athlete. He says, also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. What would you think of the marathon runner that at mile post 5 sat down in the middle of the race and said, this is not what I signed up for? Okay, he's at mile 5. You signed up for this 26-mile run. Of course you signed up for this. Yes, it's hard. Yes, it's difficult. But you got to keep going if you're going to run the race. He can't say that this is the end of the marathon right here and now. He has to keep going on. Now, the Christian life is very hard at times. We live in a fallen world, and we are following Jesus Christ in this fallen world. And there are times where we get very weary. We do want to sit on the sidelines and just pout about how hard it is. And to that I say to myself and to all of us this morning, I remind us that we are in a marathon, brothers and sisters. We don't just get to give up at mile 2 or 3. We got to keep going. And thankfully, of course, God will give us grace sufficient to keep going when we cry out to him for strength. He is the God who renews strength for weary runners. But we are athletes, and we have to do so according to the rules. We don't get to set the terms of the race. We don't get to set the terms of what kind of hardships we're going to face, how much strength we're going to have along the way. We keep running, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Okay, third metaphor. Paul says, you're also, not only are you a soldier, not only are you a runner, an athlete, you are a farmer. He says, the hard-working farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Notice the description he gives of this farmer. The hard-working farmer, not the lazy farmer, right? This is the farmer who is laboring intensely in the work that God has given him to do. In the case of Timothy, this is a pastoral ministry context. He's preaching the word, shepherding God's people. But it's applicable in all of life that we labor for the Lord, and we are to labor diligently, fervently. Now, taking this particular metaphor, how nonsensical would it be for a farmer to just cast a few seeds on the ground, do nothing else to cultivate the ground, and then be frustrated months later when there is no harvest? Well, he didn't work hard. He didn't labor. He didn't invest. He didn't do what he is called to do as a farmer. And so we are called to be hardworking farmers for the Lord Jesus Christ, laboring diligently, strenuously through difficulty. And so if you take all of these metaphors together, I think it's really helpful for us as we face the wrong expectations at times, or we complain about what we're facing. And we are reminded that we are called to be faithful soldiers, enduring hardship, enduring athletes, and hardworking farmers in the Christian life. This is the mindset that we need to have in the Christian life. Otherwise, we're going to be really disappointed if we were looking for a life of ease and comfort, because that's not what these metaphors are, is it? And so, brothers and sisters, let us endure hardship. Let us work hard with joy for the Master, and let us run the race with endurance. All along the way, may we repent of complaining, grumbling about the hardships that we face, because this is our calling, and we serve a faithful Master who will strengthen us for this calling. So let us take a time now to confess our sins to our merciful God. And as we do so, we come to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, the only mediator between God and man. And we come with confidence because we know that our Lord has secured for us the forgiveness of sins, redemption through his blood. And so let us pray now together. Our merciful Father in heaven, we confess that we have at times had the wrong expectations of the Christian life. We have somehow expected an easy life, a life free of suffering, a life where all of our interests are accomplished. But we know that you've called us to be good soldiers of Jesus Christ. We are to endure hardship. We are to run this race, not giving up, running with endurance. And we are called to labor diligently in the task that you have given us. I pray, Lord, that you would strengthen us in this. When we feel weary, may we not complain, but may we rather cry out to you for help. And we do ask, Lord, that you would forgive us for the ways in which we have sought our own interests and not the interests of our commanding officer, our Lord Jesus. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins to the Lord.